新书旧书，知行英语与您分享一本好书的智慧点滴。The long tail，
长尾。
精彩点评。
In the long tail, Chris Anderson offers a visionary look at the future of business and common culture. The long tail phenomenon, he argues, will reshape our understanding of what people actually want to watch or read, etc.While Anderson presents a fascinating idea backed by thoughtful, if repetitive, analysis, many critics questioned just how greatly the niche market will rework our common popular culture. Anderson convinced most reviewers in his discussion of internet media sales, but his KitchenAid and Lego examples fell flat.
在《长尾》一书中，克里斯·安德森给人们构建了一个关于未来商业和大众文化的虚幻景象。他认为，长尾现象将会改造我们对于一个问题的理解，也就是人们到底想看什么或者读什么等等。经过深思熟虑，虽然是有些啰嗦的分析，安德森提出了这个很棒的观点，而很多评论家却都质疑缝隙市场到底能在多大程度上改变我们的大众流行文化。在讨论到网络媒体销售时，安德森让很多批评家都对他的观点深信不疑，但是他自己举的两个例子，厨房帮手和垒高拼装玩具，完全缺乏说服力。
In the long tail, Chris Anderson offers a visionary look at the future of business and common culture.
在《长尾》一书中，克里斯·安德森给人们构建了一个关于未来商业和大众文化的虚幻景象。
The long tail phenomenon, he argues, will reshape our understanding of what people actually want to watch or read, etc.
他认为，长尾现象将会改造我们对于一个问题的理解，也就是人们到底想看什么或者读什么等等。
While Anderson presents a fascinating idea backed by thoughtful, if repetitive, analysis.
经过深思熟虑，虽然是有些啰嗦的分析，安德森提出了这个很棒的观点。
Many critics questioned just how greatly the niche market will rework our common popular culture.
而很多评论家却都质疑缝隙市场到底能在多大程度上改变我们的大众流行文化。
Anderson convinced most reviewers in his discussion of internet media sales.
在讨论到网络媒体销售时，安德森让很多批评家都对他的观点深信不疑。
But his KitchenAid and Lego examples fell flat.
但是他自己举的两个例子，厨房帮手和垒高拼装玩具，完全缺乏说服力。
A few pointed out that online markets constitute just 10% of U.S. retail, and brick-and-mortar stores will never disappear. Anderson's thesis came under a separate attack by Lee Gomes in his Wall Street Journal column. Anderson had defined the 98% rule in his book to mean,that no matter how much inventory is made available online, 98% of the items will sell at least once.
一些人指出，网上市场只占了整个美国零售市场的10%，因此实体商店是永远不可能消失的。里格麦斯在他《华尔街日报》的专栏中也专门抨击了安德森的论文。安德森在他的书中下了一个98%原则的定义，意思就是不管网上有多少存货，其中98%的东西至少可以卖出去一件。
A few pointed out that online markets constitute just 10% of U.S. retail, and brick-and-mortar stores will never disappear.
一些人指出，网上市场只占了整个美国零售市场的10%，因此实体商店是永远不可能消失的。
Anderson's thesis came under a separate attack by Lee Gomes in his Wall Street Journal column.
李戈麦斯在他《华尔街日报》的专栏中也撰文抨击了安德森的论文。
Anderson had defined the 98% rule in his book.
安德森在他的书中下了一个98%原则的定义。
To mean that no matter how much inventory is made available online,
意思就是不管网上有多少存货
，98% of the items will sell at least once.
其中98%的东西至少可以卖出去一件。
多学一点。
Constitute 组成构成，比如说 7 days constitute 1 week 表示构成，在英语中可以有很多种方法。Be composed of, make of, be made up of, consist of, comprise。注意这些词语在用法上不尽相同。来看这样一句话。这个委员会由15名成员组成。我们可以说 ,The committee is composed of, made up of, consists of 15 members. 也可以说 ,15 members constitute, make up, comprise the committee.
Yet Gomes cited statistics that could indicate that, as the web and web services become more mainstream, the 98% rule may no longer apply. Ecast, a music streaming company, told me that now, with a much bigger inventory than when Mr. Anderson spoke to them 2 years ago, the quarterly no-play rate has risen from 2%to 12%. March data for the 1.1 million songs of Rhapsody, another streamer, shows a 22% no-play rate. Another 19% got just 1 or 2 plays. If Anderson overreaches in his thesis, he has nonetheless written one of those business books that, ironically, deserves more than a niche readership.
但是戈麦斯援引数据表明，随着网络和网络服务越来越成为社会主流，98%原则可能不再适用了。一家叫做 Ecast 音乐流媒体公司告诉我，2年前安德森先生曾和他们谈过，而现在他们公司的网上存货已经比那个时候要多得多。但是现在每个季度的未被点播歌曲的比例已经从2%上升到了12%。另外一家流媒体音乐公司 Rhapsody 3月份的数据表明，他们的110万首歌曲中有22%没有被点播过，而另外的19%只是被点播过1-2次。如果安德森的理论弄巧成拙的话，尽管他在书中写道，颇具讽刺意味的，他的书应该拥有更大的读者群了。据休斯顿年鉴。
Yet Gomes cited statistics that could indicate that, as the web and web services become more mainstream, the 98% rule may no longer apply.
但是戈麦斯援引数据表明，随着网络和网络服务越来越成为社会主流，98%原则可能不再适用了。
Ecast, a music streaming company,told me that now, with a much bigger inventory than when Mr. Anderson spoke to them 2 years ago.
一家叫做 Ecast 音乐流媒体公司告诉我，2年前安德森先生曾和他们谈过，而现在他们公司的网上存货已经比那个时候要多得多。
The quarterly no-play rate has risen from 2% to 12%.
但是现在每个季度的未被点播歌曲的比例已经从 2% 上升到了 12%。
March data for the 1.1 million songs of Rhapsody, another streamer, shows a 22% no play rate.
另外一家流媒体音乐公司 Rhapsody 三月份的数据表明，他们的110万首歌曲中有 22% 没有被点播过。
Another 19% got just one or two plays.
而另外的 19% 只是被点播过一两次。
If Anderson overreaches in his thesis, he has nonetheless written one of those business books that, ironically, deserves more than a niche readership.
如果安德森的理论弄巧成拙的话，尽管他在书中写道，颇具讽刺意味的，他的书应该拥有更大的读者群了。
现在我们再来听一次英文原文。
In The Long Tail, Chris Anderson offers a visionary look at the future of business and common culture. The long tail phenomenon, he argues, will reshape our understanding of what people actually want to watch or read, etc. While Anderson presents a fascinating idea backed by thoughtful, if repetitive, analysis, many critics questioned,just how greatly the niche market will rework our common popular culture. Anderson convinced most reviewers in his discussion of internet media sales, but his KitchenAid and Lego examples fell flat. A few pointed out that online markets constitute just 10% of U.S. retail, and brick-and-mortar stores will never disappear. Anderson's thesis came under a separate attack by Lee Gomes in his Wall Street Journal column. Anderson had defined the 98% rule in his book to mean that no matter how much inventory is made available online, 98% of the items will sell at least once. Yet Gomes cited statistics that could indicate thatAs the web and web services become more mainstream, the 98% rule may no longer apply. Ecast, a music streaming company, told me that now, with a much bigger inventory than when Mr. Anderson spoke to them 2 years ago, the quarterly no-play rate has risen from 2% to 12%.March data for the 1.1 million songs of Rhapsody, another streamer, shows a 22% no-play rate. Another 19% got just one or two plays. If Anderson overreaches in his thesis, he has nonetheless written one of those business books that, ironically, deserves more than a niche readership.
中信出版社2006年12月第一版，页数235页。
知行英语提醒您，学英语不能一步十寒。
听力课堂，听 class.com。